In this bulletin, no sign of survivors at the crash site of the China Eastern Airlines plane. A Russian court finds lawyer Alexei Navalny guilty of fraud and contempt as he faces up to 13 years in prison. And Rafael Nadal could be out of tennis for up to 6 weeks because of a rib injury. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Rescuers have found no survivors from a plane carrying 132 people that crashed into mountains in southern China. The China Eastern Airlines plane caused a fire big enough to be seen on NASA satellite images before firefighters could extinguish it. Zhu Tao from China's Civil Aviation Administration says there's no sign of survivors.
The plane crashed in Tang County, Wuzhou, Guangxi, Yizhuang Autonomous Region. As of now, the rescue has yet to find survivors. The Public Security Department has taken control of the site.
A Russian court has found Alexei Navalny guilty of large-scale fraud and contempt of court, and he's been sentenced to 9 years in a maximum security penal colony. The Russian opposition leader, lawyer, and anti-corruption activist became famous outside of Russia in recent years for his YouTube videos exposing corruption among Russian oligarchs and the Russian president, Vladimir Putin. Following his whistleblowing efforts, Alexei Navalny claims Russian authorities attempted to kill him by poisoning him. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says there's nothing left of the southern city of Mariupol because of Russia's attacks. President Zelensky has asked Pope Francis about a possible role for the Vatican in mediating peace talks. During a video address to the Italian Parliament, he's warned of a possible world food crisis following the disruption of grain exports from Ukraine. A man has killed 3 people and seriously wounded 2 others in the city of Beersheba in southern Israel in what officials are calling a nationalistic motivated terrorist attack. Armed bystanders shot and killed the attacker at the scene. Police say the attacker careened his car into a cyclist and stabbed 4 people in the city centre. It's the highest death toll in such an attack on Israelis since 4 people were killed in an incident in Jerusalem in 2017. Israeli media have identified the attacker as a 34-year-old man from the town of Hura who was previously imprisoned for 4 years after he admitted intending to join IS in Syria in 2015. Soroka Medical Center Deputy Director Dr. Dan Swartzfox says the victims were brought to his facility.
5 casualties were brought here, 3 of them in critical condition, and after resuscitation efforts by multiple teams, we unfortunately had to determine their deaths. 2 other victims in their 40s arrived in critical but stable condition.
Police in the southern city of Malmo in Sweden say 2 teachers have been killed in an attack at a secondary school. They've arrested an 18-year-old student on suspicion of murder. Local media say the victims were stabbed. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal could be out of the competition for up to 6 weeks because of a rib injury. He's being diagnosed with a stress fracture after his win on the weekend against Carlos Alcaraz in a semi-final at the Indian Wells tournament in California. Now today's weather, Perth sunny and 30 degrees, Adelaide partly cloudy, 22, Melbourne a light shower or 2 clearing, 19, Hobart partly cloudy, 17, Canberra a shower or 2, 27, Wollongong much the same, 24, Sydney similar conditions, 24 degrees, Newcastle a shower or 2, 29, Brisbane sunny and 31, Cairns mostly sunny and 32, and Darwin a shower or 2 and a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.